Now, back to the men's room on 99.9 KISW.
All right. Do we have him on the line? The man, the myth, the legend, one Brian Harrington.
I am here. Is this Miles or Steve?
This is Miles.
I'm Steve.
How you doing?
Good. How are you, Brian?
I'm great, thank you.
Hey, thanks for coming on the show, man. We're going to talk a little bit about what you guys do. I'm in.com. And you came up with a great idea of mancursions, and is it bitchcursions? Bitchcations.
What we call
okay. Bitchcations.
Bitchcations. And you guys specialize in trips for guys and for girls who want to get out and do their thing once a year, I guess, or as many times they want throughout the year.
That's right, yeah. Actually, many of the people we surveyed before we started this business actually do a couple of these a year. Amazing.
What actually gave you the idea? Are you like a married guy who just got sick of your woman? Are you a single guy who just can't stand women? Or just seemed like a good idea or what?
I'm a married guy with three kids from Boston.
Say no more. It explains itself.
My partner is a married guy with two kids, but basically, you know, we have been going on these trips with a group of our friends from college independently, and we got together about a year ago and said, you know what, we think this is a big market, and there's no easy place online to basically help you, you know, organize this type of trip.
Well, so tell the truth, Brian, you guys were probably at a bar, you were probably hammered, and you probably started talking about it at that point when you're drunk, like, I got a great idea. And I mean, isn't that the normal way that good ideas come about when guys are just kind of hanging out and kicking it?
Yeah, that's how all great ideas and great companies start.
I think they started the entire Constitution on that. Weren't they all just getting hammered in Philly? Like, hey, I got an idea. Let's write some rules for
living. But I would guess, and I would guess that this, in a weird way, strangely enough, is kind of a relationship saver.
Yeah, you know, our research showed us that, you know, by and large, you know, guys and girls use these trips to stay in touch with their buddies or their girlfriends. And you know, life's so busy now, and you get so much going on with kids and jobs and whatnot. This is the one chance you get to kind of break away, you know, be with your buddies, have a great time, and then go back to reality. And so, yeah, it really is a relationship thing, big time.
Now, when I look at the website, and you guys offer different packages, so, for example, there's names like the Athletic Supporter, the Yard Sale, Lazy Boys, Long Balls.
Yeah, can we go over those? Some of those, like what the trips and what they're about, to give everybody an idea.
Now, with that, what I saw is it all inclusive, or as I was looking on the website, like under each heading, there were maybe four trips per each heading.
Yeah, different places. Kinda,
right.
Well, yeah, we've got some great packages. You know, and what these are is really experiences for groups. Our most popular one on the girl side is actually called the Ditch and Bitch.
Now what is that exactly?
Well, that's one for married women or women who are in a relationship where they've got kids and they kind of meet their husband at the door and say, honey, they're yours for the weekend. And the woman takes off with her girlfriends, goes and have a good time, and the guy's left there to struggle on his own.
And you guys take him to, like, New York or the Napa Valley or whatever.
Yep, could be wine country, could be Chicago, could be San Francisco, could be New York for a shopping trip or a spa weekend. That's exactly the type of thing.
And that would be the shoes and booze weekend, I guess.
That's right, shoes and booze. A little bit of shoes, a little bit of booze.
Now for the ladies, I have to ask, what's wax on, wax off?
Oh, geez.
Is that one of those things that stays with a wax on and wax off?
Well, you know, that's a beach trip. That's a Miami beach, South Beach type of trip with a group of women, and you know, there probably needs to be a little prep that goes on beforehand.
A little grooming in the area, right?
Which a lot of married women aren't really involved at once they have kids and everything else.
Have you guys? I like the lazy guy one to Vegas, because in the corner on your website it's like things you might need if you're on this trip, and it's like chaser.
That's about it. I don't know if you ever guys have ever been to the sports book at like the MGM Grand, but boy, you could spend 10 hours there on one of those lazy boy recliners and just have a great time.
Now, Brian, let's get into the guy packages, and
sure,
we can talk about some of those. For an example, the long balls.
Yep.
Now, this would be for a guy and his buddies who have liked to golf for a long time, and you offer them packages to go to different places which are known for golf: Scottsdale, Arizona, Hilton Head, Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, etc.
That's exactly right. And these are, you know, obviously, you know, golf is a huge, huge category for us. There's a lot of guys who take an annual guys golf trip. It's a chance to be competitive, yuck it up, you know, have a great time.
You guys
time
get them, like,
boys.
Special rates on the courses or anything like that, packages where
yeah,
they can go out? Okay, cool.
Absolutely. So, you know, many of these providers that we work with have special access and access to basically the tee times that you want, not the ones that you don't want.
Who do you get, like, more trouble out of? Like, if people go crazy and mess up a room or something, is it more the guys or the girls?
Oh, definitely the guys. As a matter of fact, we just did a research survey online that was done by a company here in Boston called Compete.com. But we found out that 40% of men who go on one of these types of trips witness something on the trip that they don't share or can't share with their spouses.
Okay. Well, is it even worth going on a trip without your spouse if more than 60% of what happened you could share? I mean, there's no. I mean, honestly, it's like, listen, if my girl goes on vacation without me, A, I don't want to know anything that happened. Just come back, say I had a good time. I want to ask a question. And same thing. Like, if you can come back and tell your spouse what happened on the trip, why'd you even go?
Yeah, it should be that way. I think many people feel the same way you do.
Now, with that, though, you say with the survey, you know, most guys will say 40% of what went down, they're not going to share it with the spouse. But women very seldom seem to be as honest, even on anonymous surveys, as guys. But my experience with women would tell me probably 75% of what they do, there's no way they'd ever tell their spouse.
Well, you know, actually, women were slightly less. It was about a little under 30%. So there is definitely some stuff that happens on girls' trips that they don't want to share either.
Okay.
I mean, in theory, if you got both groups together, you'd almost be, like, hooking them up to cheat.
There's another business for you right there. You guys ought to go do that.
Now, the athletic supporter package, bowl season's coming up. There's a lot of people, as you say, just friends from college or whatever. How busy is it for you this time of year now that these bowl games are getting announced? And I know you have the athletic supporter package, if you will. But that's just wham, bam. Hey, man, like Ted just found out his Terps are going to be playing in Orlando. You would hook that package up with all his friends. He'd have the room. He'd have the tickets, the airfare, and it's just one-shot deal, right?
That's right. And then, you know, I'm In is also the place for you guys to basically plan the trip, too. So it's almost, you think about it, it's a group homepage. So you can go in there. You guys can start to get the crap out of each other. You can share your agenda, figure out what it is you're going to do. No. And then you go off and, you know, basically choose the, you know, put together the travel components.
Like, do we want to go to this bar? Or do we want to go to this thing? Or do we want to play around the golf or whatever?
So, yep. You nailed it. That's exactly right.
So the three of us literally wanted to go watch the Terps in that bowl game. We would just go on the website and just it'll walk us through it.
Yep. You would go on iman.com and you would basically create a group. It's pretty easy to do.
What's the minimum number of guys, Brian?
Say again?
What's the minimum number of participants to get a group?
Oh, you can start with two guys and expand it from there. I mean, the average group size we have is about 7 to 8 guys.
Okay. Now, do you guys help guy kind of, like if I went on your website and said, look, I'm not entirely sure what I want to do, but me and three of my buddies were thinking we wanted to do this, this, and this on one trip. What's your advice? Do we get any kind of suggestions like that from the website?
Well, I mean, we've got package selections right now. And then actually next year, what you'll find is we're going to be able to allow, you know, basically a group planner or a participant in a group to be able to talk to other groups and think about suggestions and kind of
suggestions,
you know,
for you
and stuff like that.
It's called the Mind Eraser. You need a trip to Amsterdam for guys. For sure. I think that'd be a destination. But what is the one thing, what is the one trip, the one destination that you get the most positive feedback from as far as like, dude, I would do that again in a heartbeat? Is there one location?
Vegas is absolutely, you know, the epicenter of social group travel. It really is. Because you can go out there and you got guys, you got girls, you got weddings, you got bachelor parties. I mean, it's kind of all the different types of trips are all happening there.
And what about the women? I'm curious to know, what's their biggest trip? Like, what's
I'm going to guess shopping in New York.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
You know, women are more, you know, it's funny. Women are about spa or shopping. And
a Broadway show.
Say again?
And a Broadway show.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that's what they're about. You know, they want to go away with the girlfriends. They want to laugh. They want to talk about their husbands or their boyfriends.
Get some strange. Right. See a Broadway show.
And then, my wife puts it best. She goes away on her, you know, with her group of girlfriends every year. For the first 2 days, she doesn't think at all about her kids or me. And then the last 2 days, she misses her kids completely.
And not you.
Right.
Not me. No, of course not.
Brian, thanks for coming on the show. I-M-I-N or imin.com. All the vacation packages are up there. It's a really great idea, man. It is.
Hey, thanks a lot. And then next year we're going to launch I'm Out, which is our gay and lesbian site.
Brian, thanks for coming on the program. Once again, it's imin.com. If you're interested
it's literally I-M-I-N.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Land or land excursion. A man excursion or a lady excursion? Ladyation.
Bitch excursion.
Yeah, either way.
Or was it bitchcations?
I don't remember.
Maybe it's a bitchcation.
Did he just lance us?
And a man excursion. I don't know.
No.
Do you think he got that from us?
I don't know.
I'm out? I don't know. Take a break, and we have a couple rules that we'd like to discuss with you from our question of the day. Just some simple things to kind of wrap that up. Since we haven't dropped the last one yet, we can still talk about it a little bit more.
So, kind of etiquette, if you will.
Yeah. So if I said it, then
office,
we couldn't do
office
it.
Office etiquette. Office etiquette. That's all it is. We'll take a break and come right back.